One of those things can be depression, and that can lead to a whole lot of things that we want to try and steer clear of. An organisation that can help not only families but also young people is the Australian Kookaburra Kids Foundation. And I just happen to have Renee Coffey on the line, the CEO of the Australian Kookaburra Kids Foundation. And it's a very good morning to you. Hello.
Good morning. Lovely to speak with you.
Good to talk to you too. Now, some of the statistics that you've got as far as suicide is concerned is pretty confronting.
Absolutely. The ABS this week has released some stats about the causes of death across Australia. And in 2022, there was 3,249 lives lost to suicide, which unfortunately is an increase of about 2.6% on the previous year. So really quite disturbing statistics, because we know those numbers are very big, but for each of those numbers, that is an individual, and it has huge impacts, obviously, on their families, their communities, and everyone that knows them. So the ripple effects of that is quite phenomenal.
And it seems to be affecting males more than females, but in the family unit, it doesn't really matter who it affects the kids too.
Absolutely. So men were overrepresented in that data once again. And there are some other studies out there, some recent ones released this year, in particular from Curtin Uni, and it said that children whose father is depressed, they are at a 42% increased risk of developing depression themselves later on. So we do know that these families, if they're experiencing mental illness, that can have an impact on the children at the time in terms of those family dynamics and the children's experience of that, but also their own mental health as they get older. They are at an increased risk of developing a mental illness themselves.
And that's where the Australian Kookaburra Kids Foundation comes in.
Absolutely. So Kookaburra Kids works with children impacted by family mental illness, and we operate right across Australia. We offer camps and activity days and online connect sessions where children are able to come together with other children who are experiencing similar situations to them. They're able to have some fun. They'll do things like, we've had children out whale watching, they'll go bushwalking, they might go ice skating, a whole range of different fun activities, and go on camps as well. And alongside that, they do mental health literacy and education. So they learn about what is mental health, what is mental illness. And we really encourage in those young people help-seeking behaviours so that they know if things aren't going well for them, where they can reach out to and get some help.
Very important indeed. And you must feel pretty proud of the organisation as the CEO, because it does help a lot of people that wouldn't normally reach out for help.
Incredibly proud, and I get to speak to some of the parents who we have helped currently and in the past, and the stories that I love the most are the ones whose parents whose children have grown up. And I was speaking to one of them a couple of weeks ago, and she credits her own eldest daughter's really strong mental health and really strong positioning in life with the help that she received through Kookaburra Kids. This mum is hospitalised quite frequently, often for 3 to 6 months at a time, due to her mental illness. And through those times, Kookaburra Kids has been able to support her children, and especially her elder daughter, who's now an adult herself, and support her through to having a really great foundation for her life.
I'm sure there's many people that are listening in going, I need a bit of a hand. How can they contact Australian Kookaburra Kids Foundation, and what is the process that they go through?
Absolutely. So our website's www.kookaburrakids.org.au. If you go on there, parents are able to make a referral themselves. Aunties, uncles, schools, doctors, anyone can make a referral and make sure that mum and dad know that that's being made. And then we do an intake process. We've got a team of in-house clinicians that will do an intake process with the family for those young people, so we understand them and their needs, and we've got them really well set up. And then the families are able to select camps and activity days and online connect sessions that they would like their young people to attend. Especially, that one of the things I will say, our online connect sessions are wonderful. They're run every single week. They're about an hour. Kids come online. They do some great games and some fun. They learn about mental health. They're really great. And we've got absolute availability of those immediately for young people to sign up for.
That is sensational. So thank you so much for the work you do, and to all the team that work very, very hard. And for those people that have given up hope, there is hope. All you've got to do is reach out.
That's right. fantastic. Thank you so much. I would just say if anyone is experiencing any worrying symptoms at the moment, they can always reach out to Lifeline, which is 13 11 14, and reach out for the help that they need.
Good on you. Great to talk to you. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Okay, bye. And there's Renee Coffey, CEO of Australian Kookaburra Kids Foundation. And if you need to reach out, certainly do that. And never be confronted by what's facing you or your family. You can reach out. And there's someone there to listen. There's someone there to help. And you and your family will be better for it, I can guarantee you.